Hello?
Hello? Hi. Hi there, Lulu. Welcome back.
Hi, good afternoon.
Long time no talk, Lulu. Where have you been?
Because we have 3 days holidays.
Right, I remember that. So where did you take yourself during the long weekend?
I went to my hometown.
You went to your hometown. And how long did it take you to reach your hometown that time?
It takes me about 2 hours by bus.
All right, so it took you 2 hours to get there by bus. So in this case, since it happened in the past, use the past form of take. It's took.
Took, okay.
So it took you at least 2 hours to get to your hometown. And how did it feel to be back in your hometown that time?
I felt very happy, but at the same time, I felt very tired.
Well, 2 hours is 2 hours, but I know people who have actually taken 10 hours just to get to their hometown, and another 10 hours to get home. So I think you should be fortunate that your trip only took you 2 hours.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, so instead of
As usual, I got home just need 1 hour.
I beg your pardon?
I said in common, I just need 1 hour to get home.
It's in common that I need to get home 1 hour?
Yeah.
Let me just correct this one, because first of all, there's no such thing as in common, but I think you mean it's unusual that I got home in an hour. Is that what you
mean?
Yes. All right.
Yes.
So
usual. Yes.
It was unusual.
It was unusual. That I got home.
In an hour.
In an hour.
Wow. Why it only took you an hour when you got home? I mean, what were there people going home to their respective cities and after the long weekend?
Yes. There have traffic jam. Traffic jam is very serious on that day.
Yeah, but it's a miracle that you actually got home in an hour or so. I mean, that alone is something to worth celebrating for many people.
Yeah.
I mean, just imagine what could have happened if some of my students actually went back home in a matter of 2 hours instead of the usual 10. I mean, that is awesome. That really did happen.
Yes, that is very terrible.
Yeah, but 10 hours is... And here's the kicker, but they also use the train to go to their hometowns, and it always takes them another 2 hours another 10 hours to get home.
Yes, you're right.
Anyway, so let's talk about the topic questions this afternoon, speaking of luck, because that's what that's what today's thing is all about. It's called feng shui, as you guys put it in Chinese, right?
Yes. Do you know feng shui?
I only know a few things about it, but this is, I think, for those who are people who are really into being lucky, or who want fortune and luck to always be them by their side, right?
Yes, you're right. For example, Chinese people like red color.
Right.
They believe that red color means lucky.
Yeah, and so is having like 12 different round fruits during the onset of the new year, right?
Yes.
And do you ever wear polka dots?
Pardon?
Do you ever wear polka dots during the lunar new year?
No, I don't.
Okay. Because that's another, they often say that having round objects in what you're wearing ensures luck or fortune.
Yes. You can wrap all the red color clothes and red suits.
No, it's not so much about red suits. I'm talking about shirts that have round objects. You know, like having circles. They said that circles. They said that if you have a lot of circles or a lot of round things on your clothing, that also could mean that luck is also transferring towards you. Or so I've been made to believe. So what about you, Lulu? Do you actually believe in feng shui yourself?
I think it depends on different time.
It depends on different time. What do you mean?
Means when I was a little girl, I don't believe that. But when I grow up, I believe feng shui more and more. Yes, I remember my dad believed feng shui very much. He always researched something about all the things about feng shui.
And surprisingly enough, it is still relevant even to this day and age for many people there in China.
Yes, actually, there are many people who believe in feng shui in China. Especially to the older people, older person.
Yeah, but then again,
such as our parents.
Right.
They believe in feng shui. Yeah.
Yeah, they believe in feng shui.
They believe
in.
In feng shui.
All right, you need to have a preposition that is actually just right. And sad to say that, I don't know. I mean, there's a part of me that seems okay with it, but at the same time, I don't, because, you know, it's like it depends on whether they're actually doing the right thing if they move the table, or if they move the window, or something like that.
Yes, some some people that if you want to, if you want your children good at study, you can put some books in your house in which room.
Mm-hmm. Well, for all it's worth, would you actually agree to having some of your stuff move so that you could remain lucky in something?
I don't believe. I always believe if you want to be success, you need to work hard and study hard. You don't need to depend on feng shui.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's still just as relevant as it may have been like many centuries ago.
I'm sorry, I can't catch you.
You know, it's like even if even up till now, people, let's face it, many Asians are obsessed, crazily obsessed, of being lucky and having such luck be with them at all times, you know?
Yes, you're right. Many people still believe strange feng shui can change their life.
And do you think it can actually make that possible? Do you think that is actually...
Yes, maybe some of them are changed. Most of them are still depend on their
Well, it does depend on your folks. And speaking of your folks, do they actually believe in feng shui themselves?
Actually, sometimes I believe feng shui. Yeah, I think, but I'm not just focused on feng shui. I know, If I have good feng shui, and at the same time I can try my best to do, I believe I must be successful, but not only depends on feng shui. Can you understand me?
I got that, right. It's quite unclear, though, that for something as old as time itself, and for it to remain as significant to this present day and age, it's got to be something that would scratch your head. You know...
Yes, I know that.
What about your folks? Did they actually believe in feng shui themselves?
Who?
I mean your mom and dad. Your parents.
My parents. My dad believes feng shui very much.
And your mom?
My mom don't understand that.
Your mom doesn't understand that. So it's I mean, was there a time that you guys got into a debate over it before, you know, that your mom, I mean, your dad trying to tell you, look, my daughter, you got to change the way you arrange your cabinet or your bookshelves. You got to face it towards the east or something. Do you sometimes get into that discussion?
Yes, I. If my dad say that, I will believe him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I don't like to discuss this topic with my dad.
Because it's always going to be something of a heated argument yet again, right?
Yes, because we have different ideas about that.
You mean you guys had different viewpoints about it?
Yes, different viewpoints about it.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that. I mean, when my dad was still alive, he doesn't believe in all that stuff, although, strangely enough, our neighbors back then were kind of swept in or taken over by this thing about feng shui, so they started moving places, or they actually have images of a bird or any of those creatures to bring them good luck all year long.
Yes, I can understand. Many people do that. They have many lucky things. For example, they have lucky shoes. They have lucky t-shirts. Even though they have lucky food.
Just like that, huh?
Yeah. I think that all the things depends on what you bring. If you believe that, you will do many things. If you don't believe that, you still work hard.
Am I still what now?
You still need to work hard.
Work harder.
Yeah.
I think that's what harder. Use the comparative form.
Harder.
Right. I leave it up to them whether or not this would be allowed or not.
How about your parents? Your parents live home straight?
Okay, the question, the right be verb should have been like, do your parents also believe in feng shui?
Do your parents also believe feng shui?
Strangely, no. We don't seem to care. It's not like they don't care about it. It's just, I guess that they don't want to take such things quite seriously, you know?
Yes, I can understand.
Yeah, because I think in his case, the mere fact that you gave it all like 200 or 300 times in each throw, then I think there will be some changes happening, but that's quite a different story.
Yeah.
But make no mistake about it. I mean, I like horoscopes and all that, but I don't. But I knew from the very beginning that I shouldn't take it quite seriously, no matter what.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure it's definitely going to work. So for now, I just need you to take good note of some corrections. You said if you want to be success, you just have to work hard. So it should be your sentence should be rearranged the other way around by saying you just have to work a lot harder if you want to be successful.
I need to use successful.
Successful, yeah. But the thing is, I didn't hear the suffix at the end.
I just confused if I need to use successful.
Yeah, but it's successful. You have to use that in adjective form. But if you want to use it as a noun, then it should be like, you just have to work a lot harder if you want to be a success, the latest success of the nation or something like that. So you need to be more definitive with your statement if you want to use it, success as a noun. Second, you told me as well that it's in common that I need to get home in 1 hour. So it should be, it's either you say it's uncommon or I want to say uncommon, but in this case, I don't think uncommon would be the right adjective. So it was unusual for me to get home in 1 hour, or it was unusual that I got home in 1 hour. So let's be consistent with the past tenses. And
okay.
Unusual as your adjective. All right, so Lulu, let's have a proper lesson tomorrow at the usual time. So do take care and do have a nice afternoon ahead of you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.